Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Sarah Petty is with us. Sarah is a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Joy of Marketing, also a pretty darn good photographer, and somebody that we turn to when we want to find out how we can do a better job. In this case, as we're going to talk about today, of keeping customers, and not only keeping them, but keeping them coming back and keeping them happy. Sarah Petty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, Sarah, I remember when I got my first big national sponsor for the show. It was IBM. And we've been on the air for a while, bootstrapping our business. And after a couple of years, IBM decided they would sponsor us. And I was so excited. You can imagine how happy I was about that. But that first year that they sponsored us didn't compare to the second year. And you know why? Because not only had they decided to do business with us once upon a time, but they liked it so much they decided to come back.
Good point.
And that second contract with them was a bigger deal to me than the first one.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point.
Because anybody can wander into your business and take a product off the shelf. Anybody can get somebody to do that, right?
Yep.
What's the rest of the story? Talk to us about the rest of the story.
Well, your database is your biggest asset. And we know how times have changed in the last 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, you don't build a business just by putting in the biggest media schedule you can and then being done with it. So, yes, you need media. You need, direct marketing. You need all of the different things, social media, like your last guest talked about. But the goal of all those things is to build relationships and build that database. And I tell you, I run two businesses. I have the business-to-consumer photography studio, a little boutique photography studio, and I have the Joy of Marketing, which is B2B, which is a much bigger company. And it's sometimes I'm juggling, going back and forth. And this fall, we looked up at my photography studio, and we were down a little bit. And my main studio manager, who's been with me for years, and she's fabulous, she said, you know what, so-and-so hasn't been in. And she goes, 6 months ago, we had someone come in and talk about wanting this session, who's been in before, and we haven't heard from her. We went through our database, contacted about five or six people, and about 80% of them came in, and we ended up finishing our year in a fantastic way.
Wow.
All because we knew our clients, we knew who loved us. We knew they hadn't been in a few years. We knew that we had products and services that they would love, because we have some new things since
they've been in. Wait a minute, Sarah. Wait. Hold on a second. You mean it's not our customers' job to wake up thinking about us every morning?
We in our dreams. Yes.
Don't you think people actually think that? There are people who actually think that's how all this works.
Well, yeah, that's like the famous story in sales, when people say, can I go home and think about it? Do you think they're really going home to think about it? No. They just want to get away from you. They want to get out the door.
You keep talking about this database. Now, you said your database. And it just rolled off your tongue. You just flipped it out there, Sarah, like everybody would know what you were talking about. Everybody would say, oh, yeah, I got one of those. Well, Sarah, I got some bad news for you. Everybody doesn't got one of those. And more's the pity.
Yes.
Talk to us about the database.
Well, so your database is like your little black book of business. So you're young, you're suave, you're single. How do you, nowadays no one has the little black book anymore. They just
My wife burned mine.
As she should. But that's how you make connections. That's how you have a social life. That's how you know what to do when you're single. Well, with your business, that is your most valuable asset. That's how you grow your business. That's how you sell more things. We know it's a lot easier to sell something to a current client than it is to go out and get a new one. So let's talk about what the database is. I mean, it could literally be index cards with clients' names and addresses if you're a kind of business that has a small number of clients. Most people should have it in an electronic form. So
right.
You can get database software for $30 at the office store.
Yeah.
So
contact management software is prolific. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, taking it to the next level, if you have an email marketing program, another tool to help you communicate with your clients. So we have an email marketing program. We have about 40 different banners, so we can target each different group. You know, at my photography studio, we've got high school seniors, we've got moms, we've got all these different categories. And then on the Joy of Marketing side, we've got, you know, new photographers or new small business owners that want to learn that might get one message. We have our coaching community that we interact with on a daily basis.
Let me throw another one out there. Let's say that you're in the home improvement business, and this year you put gutters on someone's home. Well, you should put a note in your database that these people did not, they had you put gutters up, but they didn't have you put the leaf guards in.
Absolutely.
So this fall, you need to contact them and say, would you like for us to come clean out your gutters for you? And while we're there, put in the leaf guards that you didn't buy last time?
Absolutely, because they should have been thrilled with your service. They should love your gutters. They should want to tell everyone. So if you've identified needs, that's a perfect situation.
But these are the kinds of things, but you remind yourself of these things. You don't wait till you need the business. The way you keep business going is you remind yourself of these things in the moment in advance. For example, as I said, when you put those gutters up, write down, okay, In October, I'm going to contact these people and talk to them about the leaves that I know that are going to be in their gutters.
Yep, it's keeping that sales funnel full.
Yeah.
And the database is the best way to do that. With a photography studio, we know people are having a second child or a third child. We pay attention to when that child's due,
right.
And we know that they're going to have another need.
And you pounce on them, don't you?
Exactly, because they're not thinking about us. You know, they're sleep deprived.
No. Mom's thinking about it. Dad's not thinking about it, but mom's thinking about it. Moms always think about the pictures, but that's, to me, that the issue is not whether mom remembers the pictures. The issue is whether mom remembers to bring them back to me. Or do you get the
Well,
pictures?
True. Or we have so many people that say, oh, I just couldn't get in, you know, juggling more kids, and I just was so tired. You know, there are excuses. Even if they're thinking about it and they want to do it, they don't always take action.
But what you've done is you've done this big favor to them. She says, oh, I'm so glad you contacted me. I, how was I going to fit this in without your help?
Yep.
And now you not only made business, you made a friend. 20 after, right back with Sarah Petty. Sarah, give us your website, please, quickly.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break after these messages. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.